As far as Unit 4, what I found out is actually it's a gold mine waiting to be tipped and turned in the right direction. It's a solid school district that has the right direction. And I bring to Unit 4 my background from Unit 5 school district in Bloomington Normal. After that, I was up in the Chicagoland area near Schaumburg and Arlington Heights. In the last 6 years, I was in St. Louis, Missouri area in the county area.
And compared to those districts, what does Unit 4 look like to you? What strikes you as some of the opportunities, the gold mine, the nuggets of gold that you can strike here?
Well, Tom, allow me to tell you and your listeners some of the great things happening in Unit 4 as I've kind of reviewed and do my due diligence. One, I discovered the graduating class of 2011 is really much stronger than most people have heard about. Out of the top students at Unit 4, they're going to Northwestern, U of I, MIT, Berkeley, and colleges throughout the country. We had three with a perfect ACT score, and some school districts don't have any. We earned $4.6 million in scholarships for our students going off to college next year, and we had one student earn a full ride to Princeton for 4 years.
So that's there are a lot of admirable qualities about the system that you come into. That also faces some challenges. What kinds of challenges do you see as the priorities, if you were to set a priority list as a superintendent?
Well, because some of our focuses of the future are, number one, we have to find out what we're going to do with our two high schools. Central High School is landlocked, and it's a number of years old, and it's our historic traditional school, and I have a lot of respect for it. We've got to figure out what we're going to do for our students. Number two, our middle schools, we have three of them. None of them are air-conditioned, and we need to figure out what we're going to do there. The next item is academically. The board is very serious about increasing the rigor that is necessary to move through our elementary school, our middle schools, and to our high schools because we want to be competitive with the suburbs of Chicago and other large school districts throughout this country.
How do you achieve that as an interim? How much do you think an interim can do in some of those longer term challenges?
Well, in speaking with the Unit 4 board, we plan to come up with a list of focuses and goals that we will begin working on this year and actually outline for the permanent superintendent to begin immediately when he or she arrives, no later than July 1, 2012.
What kind of a challenge is it for an interim superintendent, considering that you have a limited amount of time that you have to work with, and the fact that you have these long-term challenges and opportunities that you probably wouldn't see to the end?
Well, Tom, it's a good question. I'm reading a book right now called The Tipping Point, and the main thing about that book is how little things can make a big difference, and that's what we want to find out, how little things can make a major difference in the future of Unit 4. Again, we want to work on academics, safe environment, living within our budget. What we also discovered is that possibly we haven't been as visible or our communication hasn't been as open, as transparent as we wish, and we've got to strive to rebuild and possibly increase some of the relationships and partnerships that we need for a public school district to do well in the 21st century.
What kind of little things then would go toward that improvement in communication? And how do you envision the problem of communication? What
Well,
how do you break the issue down, I guess?
again, another good question. I want your listeners to be aware of this. One of the directives the board has given me is they want me to go out and speak to the city government, the leaders, the chamber, the United Way, our parents, our teachers group, our administrators, and seek to understand what we need to change and improve upon. Again, Unit 4 has many excellent things, but like any organization, we want to improve and go to the next level for our students.
Are you talking with people in the community as far as, I mean, and what kind of reaction do you feel you're getting as an interim superintendent, as the person again who won't be the person definitely in charge of taking the school out in the long term?
Right. The nice thing about being the interim is I go out and speak with individuals such as the mayor, the police chief, the fire chief, the United Way director. I met with the city planner, the city manager. I'm meeting with the park district. There's still some lack of confidence and possibly a small amount of lack of trust in the operation of Unit 4. And the Board of Education has clearly told me that we need to change this, and we want to begin now with me as the interim superintendent and rebuild that confidence, rebuild that support for us, and then earn the trust of all these local agencies within the city of Champaign.
What involvement will you have, if any, in the selection of the new superintendent?
Well, I've told the board I will do as little or offer as much input as they wish. We have selected a firm out of the city of Chicago, and they're an excellent firm. And so we're hoping over the next 6 months we will find a candidate or candidates that we can talk with that will fit the need of Unit 4. It's very important that our next leader have the passion, the loyalty, dedication, and desire to take Unit 4 to the next level academically.
How many superintendents with those qualities are out there? I mean, what kind of person would it take, you think, to handle this particular position?
I think they're out there. There's plenty of men and women who will wish to come to Champaign, to Unit 4, to be our next leader. We just have to make sure it's the right personality with the right skill and science and art of doing this job for us.
Does it matter whether or not the person is from within the district or without the district?
Actually, I'm open to both. I've always in the past looked inside. I've also looked inside the state of Illinois, but I realize there's some great leaders out there throughout our country. We just want the best person to lead Unit 4 to the next level for our students.
Have you gone through all the schools? Have you ever been able to visit all the school buildings?
I have visited quite a few, but not all of them, Tom. In fact, later today I'm speaking at Central High School to some of the teacher leaders from Centennial and Central High School about this coming year.
What's something from those visits, perhaps, or in other ways that you found sets itself aside from some of the other things? You know, a unique surprise, I guess, in one way or another about some of these schools.
Again, what I've discovered about Unit 4 is that it really is an outstanding school district that we haven't had the chance to really tell everybody about. And in talking with the teachers, they're ready for a change. They've been welcoming and warm and very friendly to this change, knowing that, again, someone new permanent will come in the near future to lead them forward.
Have there been some things that you've worked on in your previous superintendent duties in other districts that have gone toward improving the communication, as you said, is one thing that would be a challenge to you and your successor?
Again, what I've done over the last couple of weeks, I've got out and talked to the mayor, police chief, fire chief, and I'm going to be speaking at a lot of the rotaries. And again, if there's a group out there that would like me to come and speak or just participate in the meeting, please give me a call. Last week I spoke with the publisher at the News Gazette, Mr. Foreman. Excellent man. He's very sincere and dedicated to the city of Champaign and the newspaper world. I was intrigued by his interest in Champaign, and I want to seek further information from him.
As we talked about, as an interim superintendent, is it a legal requirement that an interim only works for 100 days in specific? Is that state law?
That's important for your listeners to understand that the state law is very clear on this. In the past, it used to be 120 days, but the legislation now has restricted to 100 days. So again, very wisely and prudently, the board and I are trying to figure out, here's the 8 days that I'll work in this month or the 10 days in this month. And when we talk about a day, it usually begins about 6:15 or 6:30 in the morning, and with a parent meeting or board meeting or community meeting, it could end at 9:30, 10, or 11 o'clock at night. We are committed to making each day a full day for Unit 4.
What do you make of the state law? Is it a good decision to have that limit to interims?
Well, I understand why the state is limiting people. However, there should always be a time when a special school district could seek an exception to the rule because they're caught in a situation that doesn't allow them to find the person they want to lead their district right now. We have to be patient, wise, prudent. And again, the person that we select has to be the correct leader to take us to the next level in Unit 4.
So there's some leeway that the state law gives districts?
No, they won't. I wish they would, but they won't, Tom.
No exceptions?
No exceptions, even for me.
Anything else to add?
Well, again, as I've been reviewing Unit 4, financially we're doing quite well, living within our budget. We want to work on safe schools and discipline. We have to finish out this summer and make sure we open very carefully and very well for our students in late August of this year. And again, the most important message that I and the board want to send out to your listeners is we expect an excellent school year. We will be on task and on time, and rigor will be an important thing for our students.
Are there any specific steps that might be taken in the near future as far as safe schools and discipline that you brought up?
Safe schools is really a combined effort of naturally the principal, the teachers, everyone in the building, but really the students. They need to help us see and explain to us what's going wrong, and at certain times give us hints or ideas of where something's going wrong. We don't expect them to tell on one another, but maybe they or the parents can very cautiously inform us that something may be upsetting to some students, a fight could continue. And yes, in public schools, we may have some type of drugs or possibly a gun. In order to prevent that, we need students, staff, and parents, if they have the slightest hint of this, to give us a call and allow us to be proactive and keep our building safe for the students of Unit 4.
Is there anything in specific that might be done toward that end?
That's why I met with the police chief here in Champaign and our SRO officers. They will be some of the main force that will make sure that we are going to be visible and do our best to be proactive, to have a safe school every day in our schools.